It's time for your Farm of the Future report. I'm Tim Hammerich. This week, we've been reporting on farmers who are solving their own problems with digital solutions by programming their own software. But that's only part of the story. One important component is that they're not doing this alone. These farmers are forming open source communities to tackle the challenges together. Here's Alberta farmer Brian Tischler.
There's nothing more powerful than a group of humans trying to address a problem or wanting a feature. Everybody in a room together, thinking and solving about a problem, coming from all these different directions. You know, you have those people working together. But now with the internet, we can make that room as big as we want. And if we have now thousands and thousands of farmers looking at a problem or testing software, whether that's becomes weed control, tram lines, you know, like traffic controlled farming, people do that in Canada because people were doing it in Australia. The collection of ideas and that network of ideas coming together, you know, inspires more and more thought. So when we talk about an open source community, we're talking about a developmental group of like-minded people trying to improve a product.
The open source community that Tischler helped to create is called AgOpenGPS. This has been your Farm of the Future report, part of the Ag Information Network. For more information, visit www.aginfo.net.